आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन सेज इंडिया विल कंटिन्यू टू बाय ऑयल फ्रॉम रशिया, स्ट्रेसेस डिसीजन टू बी गाइडेड सोली बाय नेशनल इंटरेस्ट। सेंट्रल टीम विजिट्स रियासी एंड उधमपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर टू असेस डैमेज कॉज्ड बाय हैवी रेन्स एंड लैंडस्लाइड्स। US President Donald Trump says India and United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about ties between the two countries. 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival to culminate today with immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols. India to take on China in Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey tournament at Rajgir in Bihar. And in US Open tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka to take on Amanda Anisimova in women's singles final in New York tonight. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, Ms. Sitharaman said, whether it is Russian oil or anything else, the government will take a call based on what suits the needs of the country in terms of rates and logistics.
Whether it is Russian oil or anything else, it's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
Ms. Sitharaman reiterated that the contribution of crude oil to India's import bill is the highest. She said the new goods and services tax GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. The minister said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket. The minister informed government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. She said the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat was not only about producing everything in the country, but also about self-respect in the face of uncertain global trade policies.
Colonial justification of the language that is being used against such countries which have come out of its colony and from its empire and stood up to build its own country with its own self-confidence. And even now when we are talking about Atmanirbhar, it's not just in terms of producing everything in your country, it's also about being self-respect.
On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Our correspondent takes a look at the reforms undertaken for automobile sector.
Under the new system, small cars and entry-level motorcycles will become significantly cheaper, easing the financial burden on the poor and middle class. GST on small cars and two-wheelers below 350cc has been reduced from 28% to 18%. Commercial vehicles like buses, trucks, three-wheelers and all auto parts will also go down to 18%. Electric vehicles remain at the lowest slab of 5%, while luxury vehicles will now attract a 40% GST. The clearer classification of vehicles and auto parts will cut down disputes, improve compliance and support growth in automotive manufacturing and exports. The reforms will also have a cascading effect, leading to cheaper movement of agri goods, cement, steel and e-commerce deliveries, thus reducing inflationary pressures by lowering transport and export costs. Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers Director General Rajesh Menon hailed the new GST setup as a major reform initiative from the automobile sector's perspective. He added that this will stimulate demand and boost consumption.
GST 2.0 is a very major reform initiative by the Government of India, and from an automobile sector perspective, is a very, very welcome step. I think from an industry perspective, we are extremely grateful to the Honorable Finance Minister and the Government of India to come out with this scheme.
The GST reforms will stimulate demand in both domestic and export segments, strengthening India's position as one of the world's largest automobile markets and manufacturing hub. With Aman Yadav, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has said India and the United States have a special relationship and there's nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump was talking to media persons in Washington last night. Mr. Trump, however, said he is disappointed that India will be buying oil from Russia. He was responding to a media query on whether he is ready to reset relations with India.
I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great. Prime Minister, he's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will soon visit the flood-affected states to review the situation. Official sources inform this. Several parts of the northern India, including Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, have been recently affected by incessant rainfall, swollen rivers, triggering landslides and flash floods in hilly regions. Meanwhile, an interministerial central team visited Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi and Udhampur districts yesterday to assess the damage caused by recent heavy rains and landslides. The central team suggested strengthening community-based disaster preparedness and prioritizing the restoration of critical infrastructure. The team was led by Colonel Kirti Pratap Singh, Joint Secretary, National Disaster Management Authority. The team inspected several affected sites, including agricultural fields, to review crop loss and interacted with farmers to understand their concerns. The Indian Air Force helicopters delivered nearly 6 tons of relief material for the people of flood-hit Damot Panchayat in Udhampur district yesterday. Subsiding rains in Punjab and the upper hilly regions have eased the threat of further water inflows into the state rivers, leading to flood. As of now, floods have impacted over 1,900 villages across 22 districts, affecting 3,84,000 people. More from our correspondent.
Thousands of acres of land comprising crops have been inundated. Two interministerial central teams have started assessing the damage done to the state. Bhakra Bias Management Board Chairman Manoj Tripathi has assured that there is no danger of extra water outflow from the Bhakra Dam now, so there is no need to worry anymore.
Now, there is no danger of extra water outflow from the Bhakra Dam now, so there is no need to worry anymore.
Meanwhile, relief and rescue operations are going on large scale. District administrations are also instructing people not to fall prey or spread rumors, rather call given helpline numbers to inform or clarify the facts. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Heavy monsoon rains in Himachal Pradesh have severely disrupted normal life in recent days. However, since yesterday, the intensity of rainfall is reduced, providing some relief across the state and allowing disaster relief operations to pick up pace. Our correspondent reports that the preliminary assessment of damage to public property has been pegged at around 3,800 crore rupees.
In Himachal Pradesh, another body has been recovered from the landslide-affected area of Akhada Bazar in Kullu, where 5 people are still missing. According to the State Disaster Management Authority, 4 national highways, 1,087 other connectivity roads, 2,838 electricity transformers and 509 drinking water schemes remain disrupted in the state. The Meteorological Department has predicted that the monsoon is likely to weaken in the state starting today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
With improvements in weather conditions and road repairs in Uttarakhand, the Chardham Yatra and registration process have resumed from today. However, the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended due to recent heavy rainfall that damaged roads in the area, making travel unsafe for pilgrims. Meanwhile, the India Met Department has issued red colour warning for heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Gujarat till tomorrow. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersions. In Maharashtra, around 6,500 Sarvajanik idols and nearly 1 crore 75 lakh household Ganpatis will be immersed in Mumbai at 65 natural water bodies and 205 specially created artificial ponds. The city administration, along with Mumbai police, has made elaborate arrangements for security, traffic management, cleanliness and eco-friendly immersions. In Telangana, elaborate security arrangements are in place in Hyderabad for the Shobha Yatra, the grand procession marking the conclusion of the Ganesh Chaturthi festival. Our correspondent has the details.
Devotees in Hyderabad are all set to say goodbye Ganesha in a grand manner. Over 50,000 Ganesh idols of various hues, colors and sizes will be brought in Shobha Yatra for immersion today. The procession of the biggest Ganesh idol of Khairatabad, 69 feet tall Vishwashanti Mahashakti Ganapati, will be taken out in a couple of hours this morning. The main Ganesh Shobha Yatra will start later this morning from Balapur and reaches Hussain Sagar after passing through the old city and central parts of Hyderabad, while the tributary yatras from all sides of the city will merge with it. Lakhs of devotees are expected to join the Shobha Yatra, which will mark the end of the 11-day Ganesh Chaturthi festivities. While the immersions are being held mainly at Hussain Sagar Lake, about 130 permanent cranes and 250 mobile cranes have been put in place at Hussain Sagar for the immersion, which will continue till tomorrow. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
On to sports now. India will take on China in Super 4 stage match of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, Indian team is at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 4 points. The Indian team has remained unbeaten throughout the tournament so far and is a strong contender for the Asia Cup title this time. In the US Open tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka will take on 8-seed American Amanda Anisimova in women's singles final in New York later tonight. Top-seed Belarusian player Sabalenka defeated Jessica Pegula of the United States in the semifinal. In the other last four clash, America's Anisimova defeated Naomi Osaka of Japan. In the men's singles, the last four clash between Italian world number one and defending champion Jannik Sinner and Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime is underway. Earlier, second-seed Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz reached the final, defeating seventh-seed Serbian Novak Djokovic in the first semi-final. In chess, world champion Gökeş Domaraju was held to a draw by 14-year-old Turkish prodigy Yagiz Khan Erdogomas in the second-round encounter of the open section of the FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 at Samarkand in Uzbekistan. However, top-seeded R. Pragyananda scored a win with the round two, defeating Ivan Zelenskyy of Russia, who is playing under the FIDE flag. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers headlined the story of US President declaring in a social media post that America had lost India and Russia to China. "We have lost India and Russia to deepest, darkest China, Trump," is the headline in the Times of India. GST reforms expected to lower inflation, create room for rate cut, is the lead in the Business Standard. And the Financial Express headlines, e-commerce majors eye festive jackpot after GST boost. Most papers have on their front pages with pictures the overflowing of rivers in the country, even as the Yamuna continues to flow above the 207 meter mark for the third day in Delhi. And finally, a story in the Asianet says that Madhav Gopal Kamath, a Delhi boy, created history at the World Youth Scrabble Championship by becoming the first Indian to win the tournament. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says India will continue to buy oil from Russia, stresses decision to be guided solely by national interest. Central team visits Riyasi in Udhampur districts in Jammu and Kashmir to assess damage caused by heavy rains and landslides. US President Donald Trump says India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about ties between the two countries. 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival to culminate today with immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols. India to take on China in Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey tournament at Rajgir in Bihar. and in US Open tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka to take on Amanda Anisimova in women's singles final in New York tonight. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.